is I am a huge proponent of not doing a tiny little deal. Don't do one of these tiny six-bed assisted livings where you're going to be trapped in your business. You're going to be a slave to your company. You're really just running the rat race and working 80 hours a week and barely paying yourself a reasonable salary. Don't do that. If you cannot on your own do a big deal, a life-changing deal, you can if you're part of a team. It is so much better to have 50% or 33% of a life-changing deal than to have 100% of a deal that pretty much breaks even. When I got into this niche, there was only the big smelly facility and the dinky RALs that didn't make any money, and I didn't see a play for this space. So I build and operate luxury 16-bed memory care mansions, and I wanna show you that there's another way. So as I grow my business, I'm here to document and show you the tips and strategies that you can use. What is up? Welcome back to Assisted Living Investing with me, your host, Brett Schottkavis. I am here to talk to you about getting your deal done. How can you build your own memory care mansion just like we do, right? So there are multiple different people that can be on your team. This is something that you can use to help you put everything together, right? Because realistically, there's a lot of different things you have to do in order to start one of these. You have a real estate side, right? You have to either buy the business, you have to build the business. There's a lot of different steps if you're going to go through that with land and construction and funding, right? All this different stuff on the real estate side, on the business side, everything before you even get your license. There's a lot of work there. And then there's the other side of this. There's the operation side, the day-to-day side, right? So many different aspects to taking care of grandmas, to filling your beds, to running your staffing, marketing, so many different things. So you have all of those things, and then you have money. You have to be able to afford all these things, right? So it can feel a little overwhelming if you're coming at it and be like, well, you know what, Brett, I have this kind of experience over here, right? I've done real estate deals before. I've done some investments, or I'm a business person, right? But I have no idea what the day-to-day is like. Or you may be on the other side. Well, you know what? I have worked in hospitals. I'm a nurse by trade. I want to get out of the rat race. I can't stand working for the man anymore. And I want to do my own thing. But I have no idea how to build this thing. Nor am I a finance person at all, right? I'm not great with numbers. I don't know how to raise the money, right? Like, there's all these different components to it. So a team is what we're going to talk about today, because a team is really vital. You do not have to be Superwoman, right? You don't have to have all of these things together in order to do this deal. I'm going to show you, we'll talk about this today, how you can put multiple pieces together, because there is really three different components or perhaps people that are on the team. You do not have to have all three of these people. It could just be one, right? You could be the person who has all this stuff together, or it could be two or three or 10, maybe not 10, but you could get the point, right? Like, you can put multiple people together to create a win on the three different sides of this. So let's talk through the three different sides, because I think of it this way. You have a real estate person, or maybe that real estate avatar, or perhaps it's maybe a business avatar on the front side, everything before you actually get opened. Then you have your nurse avatar, maybe that operations person, everything after you have your license, who's gonna run the day-to-day. And then the third person on your team is the money person. This person who has the bankroll, who can put up the capital for this, right? They may be active or not, but there's really three different components to this. Now, you may say, hey, you know what? I have two of the three, and cool, I just need to go find this other person, and that's totally good. So let's talk about this. I want to go through all three of these roles, or maybe avatars, and say, here's what that person is doing. If you are them, then you just need to find the next one, or vice versa. All right, so let's talk about the first one. All right, that is the real estate or the business person, this avatar. And in my mind, I put them on the front side, right? When you're starting this journey, this is the person who is the deal maker. They're putting everything together. They're doing all the front end research. And if you've gone through and you hear our other trainings that we do, I break this into four different frameworks, right? And it's location selection, funding, construction. Those are my first three. I think that person, this real estate person or a business person, is really heading up those things, right? And then it gets into licensure and running your business, which would be on the next section we're gonna talk about. So this real estate person, they're putting the whole thing together. They're starting with, hey, here's my vision for this. I want to do it in this area. It's starting with location selection. It's what pieces of property are we looking for? Are we going to build new construction? Are we going to buy an existing building and convert? Are we going to buy an existing business? And what kind of cash flow and all that kind of stuff does it have? They're going through all this. They may be a person who's great at numbers, because you're definitely going to need that skill set as you're going through this. And then you're going to have to be going and talking to the city, right? Going through all of that, the planning, the zoning, the fire marshal, all of those things during the due diligence section of this. And then saying, okay, well, here are some properties I like. Now, how do I push this forward into the funding section, right? How do I put this deal together? What kind of bank relationships do I need? What type of numbers do I need? What type of investor capital do I need? And they're really going to be managing all this stuff on the front side. And then you put the deal together, right? You're going to have your team put together, and then it's really going to start either construction or remodel or something to that effect, so that you can go and push forward to your operations company. So that is usually the person who is there managing all of that, managing the construction, managing the building, right? I would consider myself this avatar. I am not the next avatar. I'm not the nurse avatar, the operations person. I have learned pretty much most of that. My wife runs that stuff. But I had no idea when I got into this, I was the real estate avatar. That was me. I knew business. I'm great at numbers. I had construction background. I had funding background. I work with banks and investors. I took that and I was the deal maker. I put everything together. So this is that first person that you either are or need to find. Because if you're not this person, you don't have to be. There are plenty of people that do this, right? This is who they are. And if you are the next one, the nurse avatar, then you need to find this person and vice versa. So let's talk about this second avatar, the nurse, right? On these frameworks, so they are really picking up on the fourth one, going through, I got my license now, and now I'm gonna run my day-to-day, right? The real estate side might take 6 months, it might take 12 months, 18 months, but then after that, it's the operations company. That's gonna be going every single day, 365 until you sell. So who is going to be running that? And I think for you to have a successful team, you need both sides of this. You need someone who can do the deal, put it together, manage the real estate side, and then someone who's there. They may be there every day or maybe really running the show and have people that are there behind them every single day. So that's ultimately what my wife, Laura, does. She's not there every day. She honestly works probably less than one day a week now. But when we opened, we were building our team. We were building our operations company, and she was there almost every day for the first maybe 6 to 12 months, and then, you know, progressively worked herself further and further out of it, hiring training managers who were there now every single day, right? 24/7 staff on multiple different positions that are run or that are there. But somebody still has to be the responsible party. It is still a 24/7, 365 job, and people are there to die, right? Like, there is drama. People fall. People break hips. All sorts of stuff. They have dementia, and they yell, and they cuss, and they scratch, and all sorts of stuff, right? Like, somebody has to be a responsible party who knows that, who's not going to get discouraged and be like, I'm throwing in the towel when, you know, that sweet 95-year-old lady, like, has sundowning, and all of a sudden she's yelling at me and cussing at me and like putting, you know, derogatory terms towards me and my family. And it's like, wow, where did this come from? That honestly, it does happen. That's part of the aging process. And, you know, that's really what the problem we're solving is. So somebody has to be that niche. And I really think it is kind of this nurse avatar. Now, you don't have to actually be a nurse, right? It is fantastic if you are, you can do that. But a lot of times it's someone who has some type of medical background. Or maybe they don't, but they have been a caregiver for their own family, or they've worked in a facility, or they have some type of comparable experience or skill sets to be comfortable in that situation. Because I'm just not that person, right? I am the real estate guy. I can do that. I can be on the job site. I can run the numbers and be in Excel. I'm comfortable there. Not necessarily being at the assisted living every single day. That is not really where I feel comfortable. I can do it. I can do all of those things, but it's not who I am. So you want to find the opposite avatar, someone who's like, I'm going to be there every day. I love this stuff. I'm going to sit with grandma. I'm going to pray with grandma. I'm going to hold her hand. I'm going to bathe her. I'm going to toilet her. All these things that have to get done, they are excited about doing it. They're excited about being in the weeds. So this person, they're going to run all of your operations company. They're going to be in charge of all of your staffing, your training, your hiring. They're going to be in charge of all of your resident stuff, your admin, your paperwork for all of that kind of stuff. The communications between the family and the doctor and the residents, all the medication changes. And your marketing. Your marketing really could be either or, right? It could be the real estate person, or it could be the operations person, or, you know, you get to a point where we really don't do our own marketing anymore. It's mostly done by our managers. They're out in the community. We've trained them where to go and what a system looks like. So you can have both of these people, right? The real estate person and the nurse avatar, but you don't necessarily have to. You could potentially hire this nurse avatar. When Laura and I first got started, our background is both real estate. That's what we did. And we had no experience in this. We hired a person with experience. This person that we hired had been working for corporate for many years and knew what it was like the day-to-day being in the weeds running the operations company. So we hired this person before we even had our license, having them on staff, creating our systems, right? And then ultimately, they took the reins, they showed us everything, we came behind and learned all of the systems, built out the systems, made sure everything was scalable and worked for us, and we really learned through experience, right? It took us 6+ months to get the hang of it, and then over several years, mastering it and creating these systems. But you don't have to have this person on your team. If you are the real estate person, you do not have to partner, they don't have to be an equity person, with somebody who is this nurse avatar. You could actually go and hire them, right? You could even put them on a profit sharing agreement, have some skin in the game where they are incentivized to make the business profitable. Now, that wouldn't be an equity position, right? You could have them as a W-2 salary plus a profit sharing agreement. The only consideration that I would have you consider if you are looking to hire this nurse avatar is the funding, is the requirements for the bank. Potentially, what will investors say if you need to raise additional capital? Because ultimately, if you can say, hey, I know how to build this thing, right? I can put all the numbers together. I know the math great. I know construction, but I've actually never ran an assisted living. The bank might look at you and be like, well, I don't think we're comfortable lending to you. You don't have experience. You have no idea how difficult this is. It is a difficult business, right? It's super rewarding, super profitable, but it is not easy. So you may have a hard time getting the funding together because you have no one on your team who is actually on your team, right? Like if you hired someone with a nurse avatar, I mean, they could quit, right? You could fire them. They're not really committed. They're not part of your team. So that is the only consideration that I would have. It may be difficult for you to get the funding. And then honestly, it may be difficult to run the operations company if you bring on the wrong person. I have seen our partners do that where they bring on the wrong person, they've hired the wrong person, and it's just a nightmare those first 6 months. And we're like, you gotta fire this person. They are not the right person, right? Fire them, bring somebody new in to run the show for you. And honestly, a lot of your time freedom goes back to this person. How good are they at managing the day-to-day? So the third person on your team, the money person, right? You may not need the money person. You may have all the finances together. You may have several $100,000 in cash. You may have equity in real estate deals that you could use. You may not need this person at all. But if you did, if you had, say, one of these three and you said, well, I need to put my team together, right? I know I need to raise, you know, X amount of dollars. Maybe it's $200,000 or $400,000, right? I've gone through, talked to some lenders, and they'll say, they'll lend me all of this money for construction and working capital and all my stuff, but I need this much, right? This percentage down. So how do you get that money? It's just this money person, right? You don't have to sit there and save money for the next 20 years, right? Let's go build out your team. There are plenty of people whose job it is to invest, right? They make great money. It is not worth their time to go start their own assisted living. They for sure do not want to do that because they are a high income earning person, right? Their job is to work their business, right? They may have an active business or a passive business, but nonetheless, their time is more valuable than what it would take for them to go through the school of hard knocks to open their own assisted living. So sometimes people ask me like, well, I don't want to tell these people that are money people because they're going to take my idea. They're not going to take your idea. Their lane is creating high income and then investing it. That's what they want to do. If they have high income, they have a tax problem. They want you to help with their tax problem. They need to invest that money share in the depreciation, and therefore reduce their tax burden, also make continuous passive income, right? That's what their job is. So don't be afraid to go talk to people. They are looking for opportunities. Assisted living is the biggest opportunity right now in the marketplace. When all interest rates are rising and all of these different types of real estate deals are not cash flowing, this is cash flowing times a zillion compared to one of these other deals, right? This is where the opportunity is at. Be excited and go talk to people. But now we come at it from this perspective. They need you. You need them. Let's create a win-win here. So you may need them for obviously the money, right? You need the down payment funds. You may need them because of really their balance sheet or their financial statement, right? Like perhaps you don't have the strongest balance sheet, or, you know, perhaps your, you know, net worth is not the greatest. And the bank says, well, you just seem a little unstable financially or on paper, right? Like that's when you may need them also. So this person or this team member here, right? The money partner, they can be on the debt side, depending on how you structure the deal. They can be on the equity side, depending on how you structure the deal. So look at it from both perspectives. And then I would ask, like, what are your expectations? Do you want to be a passive partner, right? Are you expecting that you're going to lend me the money? I'm just going to keep you in the loop. Here's our weekly KPIs. Here's everything that's happening. And you're just going to be good and not be part of the day-to-day. Or do you want to be more of an active role? Do you want to be part of the construction, the real estate side of this, and or the operations side? Figure out what that looks like, because people have different expectations. Sometimes they want to just be an investor and that is it. Sometimes they want to contribute to the business and make sure, one, that their money is safe, and two, that you're doing a great job. There's a lot of different ways to structure this, but I want to stress how important it is to put this team together. You may be an all-star at one of the three of these, but you still may not be able to do the deal because you're missing the other two. That doesn't stop you from doing the deal. All that realistically means is let's go find one or two other partners to fill the gaps of what we're missing, right? So this is exactly how I did. I'm the real estate guy. I went and hired someone on the nurse avatar side. And then I went and found a money partner to invest in us. So you can structure it the similar way. If you are the opposite, maybe you're the nurse avatar. Perhaps you just need to go find someone who thinks differently than you, who can run the deal, put it together, manage the construction, right? And then together, the two of you now go find the money partner. It's honestly that simple. So the last thing I want to share with you is I am a huge proponent of not doing a tiny little deal. Don't do one of these tiny six-bed assisted livings where you're going to be trapped in your business. You're going to be a slave to your company. You're really just running the rat race and working 80 hours a week and barely paying yourself a reasonable salary. Don't do that. If you cannot on your own do a big deal, a life-changing deal, you can if you're part of a team. It is so much better to have 50% or 33% of a life-changing deal than to have 100% of a deal that pretty much breaks even. A big deal you can scale, you can grow, you can expand. A deal where you're scrimping by making $5,000 a month and when you lose a resident, you break even. That's a kind of business where after 3 years, you get sick of it and you sell and you just wasted 3 years of your life, right? Get a solid plan. Here's a realistic play for making millions of dollars and having an early retirement play, right? This is what we do, one and done. Find your team to create a one and done deal. So that's it for today. I have one ask of you. We don't run any ads on this podcast. We don't sell anything. Really, my goal is to get this information out to as many people as possible, to change people's lives so that they can make amazing money and make a difference in their community. The only way I can get this out is if you share it. So if you can like and share, that would mean the world to me, and hopefully it will change someone else's life.